We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour number two, lots to get to. A lot of football, and kind of football. We're going to do an NFL no huddle. It's the offseason, so it's only like kind of football. We're not actually talking about games. We're talking about stuff people said. We'll get to what Kirk Herbstreit said about Bama, LSU, and Georgia in 20 minutes as well and decide what is and isn't disrespect. And we'll get to the back page with Bo Johnson coming up at 12:40 as well.
One of my favorite gifts, whatever you want to call it, is the one from Goodfellas. When he's laughing. Oh yeah, that's Phil right now. Mm-hmm. That's Phil right now, chilling somewhere in Pebble Beach somewhere, just smoking a stogie, yeah, just
Phil,
like laughing.
Dustin Johnson,
yes, just laughing.
Brooks Koepka, all these guys, yes, that took all this money, yes, and got bashed. I guess they got bashed by like the golf media and by the PGA Tour.
Yes,
that's the
did.
Thing. If you're just joining us and you don't know what's going on, there's an announcement this morning that that LIV Golf, the PGA Tour, and the DP World Tour are merging,
yes,
their business interests to form one large for-profit company. And as little bits and pieces of information are starting to come out about this, it sounds like the LIV guys are going to be allowed to play in PGA events. PGA guys can play in LIV events if they want, which like wouldn't surprise me because you win one of those, you win $4 million.
Right.
You know what I mean?
On top of the
Victor Hovland had to beat the best golfers in the world on Sunday and he won a lot of money, but he didn't win $4 million.
Yep.
You go play three rounds and beat Taylor Gooch, yep, and you win $4 million on the LIV Tour, which is pretty solid, like pretty solid day's work. The thing about it that sort of I'm interested to see the fallout of this as we get more information on it is that the tour players, the PGA guys, seem to have not known that this was coming. This is all news to them this morning that this is being announced.
Yeah.
So you're telling me, say I'm not Rory, because Rory's a little bit different.
Like
he's in
Spieth.
A different – yeah, say I'm Jordan Spieth.
George
okay,
Trevor.
So I'm Jordan Spieth, and I was offered hundreds of millions of dollars by LIV to come play for them. And I didn't go because of loyalty – and whatever, like whatever the thing was that was being preached to me. Like this man, Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, was on TV shaming guys for going on some 9/11 stuff.
Yep.
Like he was talking about 9/11 to make them look bad for going over there. And all these, like Jordan Spieth, he's going to have plenty of money, whatever. But like we're talking about not getting $200 million because you decided not to go because you were sold loyalty. And then they make an announcement that you were not involved in to merge with the company that was going to give you $200 million.
Yep. I go slap somebody.
You know he's got plenty of golf clubs lying around.
Yeah,
I'd roll up to Jay's house with a 9-iron.
And just bash out some windows.
And there wouldn't be any glass left.
Yeah, man, just go bashing out stuff.
I mean, can you imagine?
No.
And again, that's on Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth made that decision.
Yes,
that's his money that he cost himself. And all these guys, anybody that stayed, they made the decision they made. I mean, I guess they – you know, if they believe the stuff that they said they believe, like we don't want that money for this reason and loyalty and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's just one of those everyday reminders that you need, I guess, in sports is that all these people care about is one thing.
That cash.
That's all they care about.
dollar bill.
Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't care about other stuff. Everybody's got their own set of values and that's how you should live your life and all that kind of stuff. We talked about this on the podcast, how, you know, if you really, really care about certain things, you got to compartmentalize some stuff to be a sports fan sometimes, and that's fine. But that's it. That's what it is. That is the bottom line every day with the PGA Tour, the NFL, the NBA, whatever it is. They are making these decisions based on what makes them the most money. And LIV seems like they made them an offer they couldn't refuse.
Exactly what happened.
So there we go.
They sat down like the Godfather. Then we're going to Alfred, he can't refuse. And then they were like, they probably, the dude that PJ probably like, what?
Oh, like that much?
That much?
Oh.
Oh.
Never mind.
Yeah, give me a second. Let me go talk to my wife. And Zach, what's that like? He's sitting there in that dark ass, and I call it the Rick Caffey office.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sitting in the Rick Caffey office.
With all the leather chairs.
The leather chairs, the mahogany clothes.
Yeah, leather books.
Just sitting there, just making, hey, this is what we're going to do. All right. You're going to come with us, but we'll announce it like we're coming with you. All right. We're going to give you, here, just write a number on this piece.
You know how much money that guy had to have gotten to make this decision and not tell anybody about it after everything that he said publicly?
I'm thinking somewhere in the B.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not him personally.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. But it's what it is. It's what it is. And it's what it always is. It's what it always has been. It's what it always will be. Try to make it about anything else, you're just lying to yourself. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Unbelievable.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL no huddle. Every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Drake London was on NFL Network Good Morning Football yesterday. Here he is talking about Desmond Ridder.
Confidence that speaks volumes in a room. He's your complete quarterback. You know, his leadership role, he does a great job at, and he's doing a great job at it right now. And I think we're all excited just to see him out there and go out there and kill it.
Good. I mean, congratulations. You know, we talked about this yesterday, about a quarterback talking about, I mean, a receiver talking about his quarterback in a good way. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'd be very upset if he didn't say that. I'd be very upset. Yeah, man. We ain't on the same page yet, you know. He got a rag arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
Those four games he played, I thought I had some good numbers, and I thought our vibe was going to be great. But OTA has really shown me a different side of Desmond.
Yeah.
Now that he's QB1.
QB1.
But too big for his britches.
But good, good. I'm glad that he's saying good things about him. I expect a lot of big things. I like Drake. I didn't know what to think of the pick when the Falcons drafted him last year, my Drake London, but I like Drake.
Yeah,
I like that young man.
I do too.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
I like big receivers that can run routes like little receivers because, you know, that's what I love about him.
Yeah, he's nimble for sure.
Yeah, getting in and out
of
his
Drake. He's got nice hands.
Yeah,
I mean, he showed last year when they threw it to him a bunch in those final four games. He's very crafty.
Yes.
Got an ability to create some space and all that kind of stuff. Now, it's going to be super fun if that relationship is what it was in those four games for 17 games.
Right.
Because I like it too, but I'd like to like it a lot more. I'd like to love the Drake London pick.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. And the one thing about him is he's going to just get better. You know, and better receivers usually is a product of good quarterback play sometimes. You know, sometimes you're just different. Like, you know, sometimes you're just a freakish athlete. Oh, freakish receiver, and it don't matter who throwing you the damn ball, you just gonna go ball. But I mean, we're gonna talk about it from now until the season. I mean, and we already know how I feel about what the answer to this offense is. It's him. You can talk about running the football. You can't run the damn ball 60 times a game. You know, you're gonna have to put the ball in the air, and it's gonna have to come off a play, not just play action pass on straight drop back.
Remember
because
last year,
those are what great quarterbacks are. You want to do play action pass, all that. Give me a quarterback that can dominate the drop-back game.
Yeah. Yes. Like, the more he can do, the better, obviously. The less the defense knows what's coming, the better, obviously. Remember that game last year where Mariota threw such a bad pass? Arthur Smith just called, like, 14 straight run plays?
Yes.
Let's hope that doesn't happen
this
year.
Let's hope so.
Like, those are the things that Desmond Ridder has to not be.
Yes. Damn, he ran the ball. It was like 3rd and 7.
Like, all right, never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind. We're not doing that anymore.
Never mind.
And that wasn't even the one where he threw it when he's on his back. That wasn't even like the cartwheel throw that he did.
Yeah.
That was some other interception that he threw. Like, no, not again. Not again this half.
I was like, this got to get me fired.
14 of them.
Yeah.
And the same one. Run it again. And it
same,
worked. They scored
same
a touchdown.
Play,
run it again.
Play. Yep. Yeah, keep running that play.
Run it again.
Hey, you know what? Run it to the left.
And then Marcus tries to check out of it. Timeout. Nope.
Yep.
We're not doing that. I said run the ball.
Yeah.
No more from you, Mariota.
Oh, God.
All right. Here's Drake London also on that same show talking about his game and what he needs to do this next season.
I think I have to take the next step, you know. I like to lead by example, and the next step is being more vocal. You know, I got my feet wet this season. I feel like I have a grasp of what's going on, so I think I could take it to the next level.
Because he got hurt on his first catch of preseason. I remember that. And then,
yeah, right.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was slowly but surely coming back to him, getting more and more involved. And the one thing, he wasn't forced to have to be that guy already. You know, he weren't earned his way into the role that he, as we got closer to the end of the season, saw that he started growing and growing. And if, I mean, you know, because I'm looking at the receiver room, it's not a lot of big vets in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not a lot of those guys in there. So, you know, I think with the status that he has as being a top 10 draft pick, people automatically look at him as like, oh, he's supposed to be leader of this room. But that's just not the case all the time. You earn that and you learn that way, your way to that role. So, you know, we'll see how he does this year. But yeah, I expect big things from him. If he's healthy, I expect big things.
Yeah, me too. Him, Pitts, Robinson, all of them. Yeah. And again, it comes back to Ritter and his ability to get him the ball. But yeah, man, like this is why it's so much fun this year leading into this season, because
you know these dudes.
You know them, and it's not like it's not crazy to be talking yourself into it. Like, I don't know how far I'm going to go about talking myself into it, but like 10, 11 wins, that's not crazy to be talking about going into this season. And that's just really exciting, because the last couple of years have been what they were.
Not exciting.
It was cleanup mode, man. Like, these guys had to come in and clean this thing up, and now we're talking about there's a world in which we're like early November, and they're doing segments on that Good Morning Football show. It's like the most fun young team in the NFL. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, that's what this offense could potentially be.
I agree.
And that's not crazy. Like, that's not like, well, I don't know, Mariota could be the future, maybe. No. Whoever, that was never going to happen.
That was probably the worst part of the offseason last year. Was that part right there.
I know, but.
That was probably the worst part. That was the worst part of the
offseason. You got to do it. No, yeah. Not us, but you got to lie to yourself sometimes. Man, part of being a sports fan sometimes is lying to yourself. Yeah. And this year it isn't. Like, you're not lying to yourself. You're just genuinely excited about dudes that can do it. And hopefully they can win a lot of football games. So this seems like this might be happening a lot over the coming months, because it has over the last few months. The NFL is investigating another player, mm-hmm. Isaiah Rodgers, this mm-hmm. time mm-hmm. From the Colts for violating the league's gambling policy.
Yep. And I know I saw he put out a statement and everything, that want to take full responsibility and all those different things. And, you know, it's going to be more, you know. I mean, right now they are, and I know I was looking, like, the bets weren't more than $50 or something like that. Don't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It don't matter, brother. I'm sorry. It don't matter. And this is unfortunate that this is going to continue to come down. I know it's unfair. I believe it's unfair, you know, to be suspended for a year. And I don't think anybody's going to get a year. I think because Calvin Ridley seemed like the first.
Yeah, that was extreme. The example.
That was the example. But, you just hope that, these young men, wise up a little bit about it, because they're making it. And that's one thing about the NFL. You don't want them to make it a point to keep investing in something. And now they got a point to investigate this gambling stuff, man. The players gambling on these sites and whatever, or at the facility.
Right.
They made it a point of emphasis. We have to investigate this. You don't never want them to do that, because when the NFL digs, oh, they go.
Yeah, they're going to find stuff
out. They're going to find stuff.
They're going to find stuff on you and other people that are doing it too. Now, I do think it does give credence to the idea that he didn't mean to be doing anything nefarious, that he was doing it on those sites. But, you know what I mean? Now, you're right. It doesn't matter. But
especially if you're trying to be on this team.
If you're trying to be sneaky about it, you probably wouldn't just be doing it on your phone on a site.
Yes.
I think that does sort of speak to the idea that these guys genuinely just didn't realize they couldn't do that. Again, that ignorance is not a defense in this case.
It is not.
And this is not one of those ones either where the NFL is going to, like, meet you in the middle somewhere.
Nope.
Like, remember all these dudes were getting popped for weed all those years ago?
There's no compromise.
And then the NFL is like, all right, we're only going to test you on this day. Yeah. And then now they don't even test for it anymore.
There is no compromise.
There's no, Andy. We're going to, all right, you can do this part of it. No, just if you're in the NFL, you can't gamble.
Yep.
Simple.
It's because there's no compromise for the Shield. And sooner or later, they start letting it go. It'd be compromises to the Shield.
Yeah, well, it's because we were talking about back to the thing with Liv and the PGA and the bottom line of all of it. They view players gambling as a threat to the bottom line. They can't have people thinking that players are on the take.
Right.
They can't have people thinking that the games are compromised. Mm-hmm. Because if the games are compromised, then they lose money. They're not going to lose money.
They're not losing money.
No offense to Isaiah Rodgers or Calvin Ridley or any of these guys. You are not going to be the guy that the NFL stops for.
Nope.
The NFL is going to continue rolling, and they'll roll right over you if they have to. But just stop gambling would be the – when you retire, gamble all you want.
But now you can't. You can't.
Just there's like 8 years where you can't gamble. Seems pretty reasonable. Like on the best case scenario.
On the best case scenario.
I don't know what Isaiah – I've never heard of Isaiah Rodgers until yesterday, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Isaiah Rodgers probably in the NFL for 3 years. Just don't gamble for 3 years.
Yeah, he started 9 games last year for them, so obviously they have plans for
but
him.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know exactly the average NFL average NFL lifespan is like 2 seasons.
Yes.
If you're lucky, you get 5. If you're good, you get 10. You can not gamble for 10 years.
I guess they can't.
Guess not.
Guess not.
That would be my advice. Don't gamble for 10 years.
It's hard, man.
I know, it's hard.
Once that thing starts itching.
What part itches?
That gambling itch.
Where is it?
Probably your heel.
Is that heel itch? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What is disrespect these days? Like, what qualifies as disrespect? Because we've got some Kirk Herbstreit audio that people are saying is disrespectful, and I'm just trying to hear the disrespectful part. We'll play it for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more Andy and Randy.
Yes! Awesome!
All right, daytime Emmy.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the back page with Employee of the Month, Bo Johnson. Can we just call him that forever? That's a great one.
I mean, love it.
Employee I know Bo is already a nickname, but he's the Employee of the Month around here, too. We don't give that out, but we can just start naming people that, can't we?
Why not?
Bo works on every show at the station.
He sure does.
He gets here when the sun comes up. He leaves when the sun goes down. He goes over to his other job. Bo's the hardest working man in the business, so I'm glad he got the Employee of the Month from the Braves.
Yeah, he's always had like 19 jobs. Remember, he's worked downstairs, then he's come up here, then he goes to the Braves, then he coaches softball. Like, I remember to ask Bo, I said, "When the hell do you sleep?"
Yeah, how do you?
Like, I don't sleep.
But the thing about it is, like, you know, some people who work like that kind of carry it around with them. You know what I mean? Like,
they
act like it.
Yes.
Bo's also like in a good mood all the time. Yeah,
which
and
is really weird.
Yeah, he walks all fast. He's the fastest walker I've ever met.
Yes.
Like
a very, very thorough hand washer.
Oh yeah. He's
yeah, like
his hands are gonna be clean.
If you ever watch in the sink next to Bo, like I just slow down.
I know, I was
I'm more, got it around and let's go. Bo be all up on the forearms and every damn thing. Like he about to prep a damn meal.
Yeah, my hand washing in that bathroom is completely dictated by which coworker is in there with me. Like if I just pee and I'm in there by myself, I'm probably just coming back to work.
I'm with you.
Like, I'm probably just coming back to work.
I didn't get none of my
hands. I didn't touch anything.
I took a shower this morning.
You were in there with me earlier. I rinsed.
Yeah.
Bo is in there with me this morning. I'm like, I'm going into surgery.
Yeah, Bo.
I'm getting under the fingernails.
Bo gets damn prep when he washes damn hands. Like, we know. I understand.
We know. You worked in the food industry. We get it.
We get it. But damn, dog. Washing his hands. Like you said, washing like he's going to go damn deliver a baby.
Yeah, he's ready to open heart surgery.
You just never know.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know.
You never know what. You might have to deliver a baby.
You never know.
Okay.
Sterilize the thing.
God sterilize it.
I love it, though. But, it's so exciting. Damn, I wish I could be there. Because that would have been a good time to hang out with y'all at the park. I think Abe said he was going over. So, yeah, that would have been real cool.
The decision Abe made is also pretty funny.
Yes.
Because Abe had something that he had to do.
Yes.
So he couldn't come to the game tomorrow night where Bo is going to be celebrated as Employee of the Month. He had to take his mom and his sister to the airport.
Right.
And then yesterday, Abe comes in. He's like, hey, how are you getting down there? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't live too far. maybe get an Uber, maybe my wife will drop me, I'm not sure. He goes, I think I'm going now, but I got to drop my mom and my sister at MARTA first. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You were taking them to the airport. Now you're just taking them to MARTA. There you go.
Dude.
So you can go celebrate Bo.
Way to go.
There you go. Now you know where Bo lands in the hierarchy of Abe's priorities,
dude,
which I like.
There's nothing worse than the airport drop-off, though. It sucks.
Why?
I don't know. I dropped my family off in the morning at the airport.
Today?
In the morning. Tomorrow morning. But the worst part about it is, like, I got to come back home. You know what I mean? Got to fight the traffic and all those different things, because they always want to leave at the butt crack of dawn. But I'm just thinking, like, yeah, it just sucks not going to the airport and I'm going on the plane.
Sure. Yeah, and they're going. You're not going with them for sure.
Well,
yeah.
No, I'm going. I'll be there. I'm going Thursday.
Okay.
But, that's just.
MARTA does drop you, like, right at the terminal.
No, they
just
do. Saying.
They do.
Like, it's not a bad thing.
I've never ridden MARTA, so I probably get lost on it.
No, it's easy. You can do it. It's super. They take you right there. You walk, like, 100 yards through the parking deck, and then you're in the terminal. I just like that Abe was going to take him to the airport,
yes.
And then he wanted to go to the baseball game, so now they're going to MARTA, which is awesome.
By the way, skipping trivia night to be there.
There you go.
Oh,
hey, now I'm in
that's dedication.
Wow.
There you go. Now you know where you land. What?
Nothing.
Nothing? You got nothing? You sure?
No, I don't feel like clowning him right now.
All right, well, let's talk about this then.
Because
I think this is going
to
get you riled up as well. All right. Here's Kirk Herbstreit. It's from an On3 interview or podcast. Yes. That's a website that covers college football.
Yeah, this took place up at the NIL hearing thing.
That's where the rest of you then we're putting on.
Okay. Yeah. So this is from that. And he was asked about how he feels the landscape has shifted and what's going on in the SEC and college football in general. And here he is talking about Alabama, LSU, and Georgia.
It's hard for me not to lean towards Alabama in the SEC just because of what you described. Now, you got LSU, who made incredible strides in that first year with Brian Kelly. Got a lot coming back from that team. They beat Bama last year. They got to go to Tuscaloosa. So I would, those three are going to be everybody's three. As we sit here right now, I'm going to wait to see where we are in August. But I would be in that Bama LSU, just a little bit ahead of Georgia as we get ready for, you know, getting into the summer months.
Well, I mean, first of all, there's no disrespect in there.
Was anything disrespectful in that?
No, but this is the funny thing that I always say, and I say this after they won the previous championship. How the hell are they not ranked number one?
Yeah, and that's a totally fair question.
It's like this year.
Totally fair question.
I know we lost Stetson and guys like that, but we got a stick up there in Athens. So why wouldn't we be number one? That and I don't even look at that as disrespect. I'm just like, why wouldn't we be?
Yeah, and I understand. That's we talked opinion. About that last year leading into the year. So, well, they won the national championship. And I know they lost a lot of guys to the NFL. Yeah. So I guess that's the explanation that people give.
Right.
Now, I would say that about Alabama also. Yeah. Like, I would say Alabama lost the number one and number three draft pick to the NFL last year from a team that lost two games.
Nick Saban, Kirby has not caught Nick Saban benefit of the doubt yet. He's almost there, but he ain't there yet. Like, we give Nick the benefit of the doubt. I think LSU is going to be better than Alabama. And I think because they still have the
West. They beat them last year.
They have the East and West.
And they brought a ton of guys.
They have the East and West still.
Right.
And I think LSU is going to win the East. Right now, as I stand, because I was talking to somebody about this, I think LSU is going to win the West this year. But as far as, because we remember when we talked about the whole eight-game, nine schedule, and Nick Saban won at eight. Well, Nick's going to still continue to get his way. Kirby ain't there yet, but he's climbing. You know, to the getting that benefit, because who the hell is going to play quarterback at Alabama?
Right.
You know what I mean? They lost a whole, like you said, they lost number one, number three player in the country.
They have a bigger question at quarterback than Georgia does.
They got the number one recruiting class and all that stuff coming in, but yet Nick is still at that looking benefit of doubt anyway.
Yeah.
If Nick lost all 32, all 22 starters, he would still get the benefit of the doubt.
And I understand why, because he's done it for so long now. But again, like that wasn't. I would understand if folks were getting mad about a quote that said, "Yeah, Alabama and LSU are head and shoulders above everybody else." Because I don't buy Georgia for this reason, that reason. I think they're going to fall back because of this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
None of that was said. It was just I give Nick Saban the benefit of the doubt, which again is understandable after 20 years of track record. And LSU was in the SEC championship game last year. They did beat Alabama last year. They got their quarterback coming back and a bunch of guys just across the board coming back. And that's all that was.
And they might have the best defense player in the country on their team.
They very well might. And that was, I mean, that's all that was.
Yeah.
I think we've got to the point where, like, anything that isn't singing the praises of the team that you love is not reasonable analysis. It's hate. And that wasn't that. Like, essentially, if that was disrespect to you, then anything other than saying that Georgia is going to walk to a national championship is disrespect.
Yes.
And that just can't be real. Like, that just can't be the world that we live in. That isn't. Like, Georgia is one of the best teams in the country.
They are.
No doubt. If they win the national championship again next year, I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
If people pick them, it's not a bad pick. But if people pick other teams, that's also
because
reasonable.
There's other teams out
there. There's other good teams.
There's other good teams.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. There are other good teams. And so, I mean, the disrespect card, it can only go so far. Now, it's up there. It's going on up there in Athens.
I know, and that's the thing about
it. Like, it's going on up there in Athens.
I think the answer really is to the question, what is disrespect?
Yes.
Whatever you think it is.
That's it.
Whatever you think it is. Anything you can convince yourself is disrespectful is disrespectful.
Maybe some blogger off jackethillnerds.com maybe said, well, I don't think Georgia's going to be that good this year. And they found that. Because I don't know nobody that I would trust talking college football and say that Georgia's going to go 7-5 last year.
No one said that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. No
one said that.
I don't know nobody.
Your response to them being number three after winning the national championship is a totally reasonable question.
Yeah.
Why would they be? They just won. They got all these guys. You know, like, that's reasonable. No one said that they were going to not win this amount of games. And no one's saying that this year either. Like, and no one with a reasonable outlook on college football. Like, but saying, yeah, I think they'll make it to the college football playoff, but I'm not sure they can quite get over the top.
No.
Isn't disrespectful.
Yeah, but
unless you need it to be.
Unless you need to be.
Unless you need it to be. Yeah. And then you can, again, perception is reality, and I get it. When you're on top of the mountain like they are right now, you have to search for little things to get you fired up, and I get it. Like, Michael Jordan back in the Last
and
Dance.
I took that personal.
Everything he did.
And like, I took that personal.
George Karl didn't shake his hand during the NBA Finals.
And I took that personal.
And he took that personally. All right. Again, you're that good. You're that much better than everybody else. I'm sure you were going to try hard anyway. But if you needed a little extra fuel to spark the fire, that's fine. The thing about it that just kind of makes me smirk a little bit is I get why Kirby does it, but like, you don't have to do that just as a fan of the team. Like, you can hear Kirk Herbstreit give reasonable analysis and be like, oh, that's interesting. I don't agree with that. And not be like, disrespect. I've got to go find where Kirk Herbstreit's house is and burn it down. Got to go get him. Herbie's always hated the Georgia Bulldogs. He's hated us.
God, that's the one right there.
Okay.
I love that clip when Duke Zabel played. Why don't you like Bama? It ain't personal.
That's always one of the things that I love that these national folks do. Like my buddy that I used to work with in Seattle, Brock Heward, now does games. I think he does them on Fox, but he'll do some Big Ten games sometimes. And afterwards, he'll always tweet like the Ohio State fan that's mad at him because he hates Ohio State, and the Michigan fan that's mad at him because he hates Michigan from the same game.
Right.
Like, I guess I did my job because I made everybody mad.
Made everybody mad.
I made everybody on both sides. They all mad at me.
It's going to be a fun season. You know, we got I know Freaky somewhere with his countdown machine and all that other stuff.
Something?
You got to give Alabama the benefit because they're so talented. But we don't know who's going to be the signal caller. LSU, they got everything back. They got their quarterback back who played outstanding, may have the best defensive player in America on that team. I mean, I think Brian Kelly's a damn good football coach. I think Tennessee's going to be still good.
Alabama doesn't bounce back this year and win a bunch of games, I mean, they're going to win a bunch of games, but doesn't go to the playoff, national championship, does the benefit of the doubt start to go away a little bit?
I think so.
Yeah, but I think this is the benefit of the doubt.
If y'all trying to tell me that boy that came from Notre Dame is that dude?
Well, the fact that he even had to come from Notre Dame in the first place.
Y'all telling me that guy's the dude?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, that's
– no. Well, nephew going to have a lot of carries this year if that dude going
to
be the dude.
I think it's reasonable to say what Herbstreit said on benefit of the doubt. I think it's also reasonable to look at what Alabama's been the last couple of years and their quarterback situation and what they lost and say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't buy it.
Yeah. I do. Yes, I do know that he played for the coordinator at Notre Dame. So –
yeah. So, we didn't know he didn't.
Huh?
He didn't play.
He didn't play.
I don't remember seeing that guy play.
I'm glad he knows the system, Andy.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He didn't play. All right, we'll come back. We'll get through the Employee of the Month, Bo Johnson, and the Back Page after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to more Andy and Randy.
Yes! Awesome!
All right, Daytime Emmy.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day. We'll get back into some of the Braves news from yesterday. Michael Soroka sent back down to AAA. Mets are in town for a 3-game series, which is awesome. Always fun to reignite that rivalry. The series earlier this year was kind of weird. It got interrupted by weather and all that. So it'd be good to get this three-game series in here. And we'll talk about what all is going to go into that. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. Talk some Georgia football with him. Obviously, a lot going on over the last couple weeks with the voting about the schedule and the coaches' meetings at Destin last week. Didn't get a chance to talk to BA last week. Also, just going to ask him that question straight up. Like, is it disrespectful if you don't pick Georgia to win the national championship? Is that disrespect? Is that what that is?
I mean, it's going to be up there at Athens. Mm-hmm. So, I'm with you, and this is more of the, evolving that I've done, being your partner, of, let people just think how they want to think.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not me telling you how to think or, damn, you dumb for thinking that way. I don't think like that anymore.
Yeah, just tell people what you think.
Yeah, that's all I can do, man. The Masters is Augusta National Club. They just released a statement.
Well, let me guess. Something about how exciting it is to be like growing the game or uniting the world
bring
of golf.
Bringing people together.
Bringing people together. There it is. Together. My bad.
Yeah,
my
so
bad.
They're all in.
That's what we're doing. That's all it is. I mean, it's just, Randy, it's really, at the end of the day, it's about people, It's about people and relationships, and that's what it is. It's not about Saudi oil money. It's not about sponsorship deals. It's not about maximizing the dollar value. It's about people.
Yes.
Bringing them together. That's
growing this great game of golf.
Growing the game.
Yeah.
That's all we got to do is grow the game. I was supposed to play today. Unfortunately, no.
What happened?
Well, LIV merged with PGA. Oh. No. People I was playing with can't play, but hopefully next week.
You can't go by yourself?
I don't want to.
Oh. Huh. You should have told me something.
You want
to
go play?
I got a babysitter today.
We'd go.
I got my clubs.
Oh. Me either. I left him at home.
Okay, yeah, I ain't got my club. See, there's an opportunity, bro. I got a babysitter at the house.
I blew it. It was the one day a year Randy was going to go golfing with me.
I got my clubs.
We can go out by your place. So I'll go get mine and meet you out there.
What's up by my place?
We'll find one. There's courses out there.
Oh, it's a lot of courses, isn't it?
Yep.
you want to drive all the way to Smyrna and all the way up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to play?
Y'all can meet in the middle of like Berkeley Hills. That would actually probably only be about...
Dang, Randy was going to come up with an excuse as to why he can't.
Internet's not working.
Schedule?
Yeah, dog. Dang it. Yeah, Kyle's
got them people
right.
Come by.
Yeah. I mean,
daughter thing?
Yeah.
Got
it. Yeah, she needs me.
My bad.
It's all good, though, man.
Okay.
It was all good.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, I got you.
Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Satan man!
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Hold on, Bo. And damn, you don't never get that. You got to. She lets you have an afternoon off.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Dude.
And the clock's ticking.
Let's go to the shake. You got 3 hours, dog. You know what kind of, how many lap dance we get 3 hours? I'm fine.
How many?
If we're lucky, it depends on what shift's in. We can get about 7-8 a piece.
Okay.
I'm buying lap dances today.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, Bo.
I mean, that sounds like a hell of an afternoon. I might have to be calling into work. That wouldn't be very employee of the month.
Then you wouldn't be the employee of the month anymore.
Employee of the month, yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all are forgetting the overlying thing that we're set to achieve here with this LIV Golf and PGA Golf merger thing. And it's freaking world peace, man.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
We're going to get that.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Why not think of that?
Perfect.
Because, how the relations are with the Middle East and there's some kind of chalky. It's going to be golf and sports. It brings the world together.
Peace in the Middle
East. We've always known this.
Peace in the Middle East. Finally will be achieved by Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson.
See? So speaking of peace. So do y'all think, Younghoe Koo, speaking of his number, wore number 9 at Georgia Southern, do y'all think that when 9 came available, there was a coin toss or an arm wrestle or something between he and Desmond Ritter to see who would get it?
No.
Or was Younghoe Koo just like, gosh darn it, Desmond, you took my number?
I think Desmond got it.
Desmond wanted nine. Like, that's his number.
But I'm trying to think, because when did Lo Carter switch to 0?
This offseason.
I know, but I'm saying, was it before, after the draft, all those different things?
It was before, because we knew about Desmond Ritter getting 9 a while back.
Yeah.
I get the sense Younghoe doesn't care.
I think so, too.
It seems like he doesn't really matter.
That money should count.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But if he's giving it up for no money, and he took 7 just because they gave it to him, and he wore 9 in college, and it doesn't seem like he put up a fight to get 9 when it came available, Seems like.
Well, that's why I'm asking. Y'all think there was a fight? Maybe.
Give me whatever number you have, and I'll go kick some field goals.
I think that's what he said. Just give me a number. Six is fine for a kicker.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So the we've talked about this once, I think. So here's twice. The cover of Madden 24 will be unveiled tomorrow.
Okay.
My money's on Justin Jefferson. There are lots of people, including Abe, who think it might be Josh Allen. Robert Griffin III has a completely different idea, and I'm not going to lie, I kind of back it. How about DeMar Hamlin?
Well, I mean, I saw when Robert tweeted out, I like the AI idea.
Yeah.
But we know this. He plays one snap, he's going to be comeback player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Rightfully
freaking so. But, I've always been one of those. I like when John's on it, but he's dead, so can't put him on there.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think that would be really cool. I do wonder, like, what part of it does the NFL get a little bit, I don't know, like a little queasy about, just because obviously everyone's happy for DeMar Hamlin that he's healthy and he's playing. But, like, the reason the celebration is happening is because the dude damn near died on the field.
Right.
So then it's like the NFL's like, how much extra attention do you want to bring to the reality that that could happen at any moment?
Yeah.
Even everyone knows that it does, but it's like the reason everyone.
Constant reminder.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you put him on, and then like 15 years down the road, you look back like we do with Peyton Hillis. It's like, why is Peyton Hillis on Madden? Well, they voted him. Why is that guy on Madden? DeMar Hamlin, I almost died.
That's a little bit different though, than Peyton Hillis.
Of course it is. I'm just saying, like, I don't know how much that part of the story they want to keep floating.
Well, so RG3's reasoning behind this was to celebrate a moment that brought us all together for once, regardless of what team you cheer for.
Sure. And again, I think it's a good idea for sure. I'm just from the NFL side of it. I don't know.
I can definitely also see the NFL getting a little bit greedy with this and making the special edition version that costs like $100. Have DeMar Hamlin on the front.
Wow. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
There's usually two different covers. Sometimes
really?
It's two different athletes.
The game costs more?
Oh, yeah. There's a $69 version, and then there's a $100 version. You get a lot more online stuff.
Oh, yeah. I want the $69 version.
Yes, $69 is the way to go.
Always the way to go, normally.
Amen.
So, speaking of DeMar Hamlin, he has kicked off his he's doing a CPR tour that kicks off in Buffalo, where they are going around to multiple cities, including Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and his hometown. They will distribute CPR training and distribute AEDs to support youth and community groups to several cities in the country.
I freaking love it. I mean, I know we were talking a couple weeks ago or the last week about the whole learning how to do CPR. It is something that
I think we should take a listener up on that. By the way,
it's a good idea.
It's something that you should probably learn how to do. Should. And I'm speaking for myself included.
Yeah, it's just you never know when you're going to need it. And if you have it, great, because you probably just saved somebody's life.
Yeah.
If you don't, damn, could have taken that course and then maybe I could have saved somebody's life. But no, it would be a good idea. Also, just get a defibrillator in here, you know what I mean? People get fired up at this radio station sometimes.
Yes, they do.
So the regional tournaments are done and the super regionals are set. We, of course, talking about the NCAA baseball tournament. We're already down to 16. Six of those teams being SEC schools and four of those hosting Super Regionals.
Let me see if I can guess them. LSU, Vanderbilt.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Well, I'm out.
The teams hosting Supers are going to be Florida, LSU, Kentucky, and South Carolina, with Alabama and Tennessee also making their making Supers but going to a different host school.
I saw Georgia just hired a new baseball coach, and he was I believe the pitching coach at LSU.
His name's Wes Johnson.
He looks kind of like you.
Are y'all related?
Kind of. He might be my uncle.
Are y'all related?
We're Johnsons, all related.
Okay.
First, Bo comes from Louisiana to Georgia. Then Wes comes from Louisiana to Georgia. And if he has the type of success that you had, Georgia baseball is in good hands.
Oh, yeah. Great idea by Georgia plucking Wes Johnson from LSU, as Wes Johnson is going to be the guy that is going to be able to take credit for Paul Skeens, who is going to be either the number one or number two overall pick in the amateur draft coming up, for being the best pitcher in the country. Wes Johnson is going to stay with LSU throughout the NCAA baseball tournament. Then he's going to come over to Georgia and take over. And finally, the Women's College World Series is officially set, as Florida State will take on Oklahoma. Oklahoma being 59-1 on the season.
Florida State beat Washington.
Yep.
Yeah. Tough one.
They just topped Tennessee, which that series ended like yesterday. So
does Oklahoma still have that lady that hits 500-foot home runs every time she's up?
Probably so, yeah.
Remember her from last year?
Most girls stay in there for 4 years.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Yeah, 59-1.
That's all. Like, that's the. I mean, I had two things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have nothing.
I knew one outcome from one game, and I knew there was a lady last year who hit a whole bunch of home runs.
Nothing.
All right.
And she's part of the reason why they're 59-1. That's pretty strong, man.
Or she's gone, and she's gone. No.
Okay.
She's gone. Abe knew. Trivia night. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the most important story of the day, back into the decision that the Braves made yesterday afternoon with Michael Soroka. Also, the Mets in town. That'll be a fun one for three games. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 120 as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.